This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This coming weekend's planned new U.S.-China tariffs are only part of a bigger challenge. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Both Bloomberg and The Wall Street Journal are reporting this morning that U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are preparing to delay new tariffs that had been set for this coming Sunday. Note that President Trump has not yet signed off on any postponement, so we'll see. Let's check in with economist David Kelly, chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so two published reports suggesting the U.S. and China might delay the tariffs that were set for this coming Sunday. Are you ready to buy more stocks on that news?
Well, I think it's quite possible those tariffs will be delayed. But the problem is just a lot of uncertainty still around this issue. I think there's volatility on both sides. I don't think the President Trump is quite ready to sign a durable peace, and nor are the Chinese. And in fact, I think that's going to have to wait until after the next election. So, you know, we'll have these fragile ceasefires from time to time, and then things will blow up again. But what business needs is some confidence that the tariffs are going to be going down in the long run.
In a couple of minutes, the Federal Open Market Committee, the guardians of interest rates at the Fed, are going to start meeting. You're not expecting changes to the key short-term rates there, are you?
No. I mean, I think at the end of this year, as the Federal Reserve thinks about what they did this year, maybe they wonder, did we really need to cut interest rates? I mean, the economy seems to be doing pretty well. The employment numbers were very good on Friday. The stock market's had an extremely good year. Inflation isn't really falling. So maybe they shouldn't have cut rates, but certainly from here, they really don't want to do anything. So I think they will signal that they have not seen a material change in the outlook. And without a material change in the outlook, they're not going to move rates either way.
Either way. David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you.
Anytime.
U.S. and Canadian reps are due in Mexico City today to work through what could be a set of details on the NAFTA revision called the USMCA. There's been an agreement on labor rules and the treatment of steel and aluminum, according to the Mexican president today. The British general election is Thursday, and yes, Brexit, but also the role of the state in managing that economy. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
British voters face a stark choice. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn wants to renegotiate Brexit and even give voters a chance to stop it. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a Conservative, wants out of the European Union by January 31st. Mujtaba Rahman is with the Eurasia Group.
Frankly, it's without doubt the most consequential election in a generation, if not longer.
He says the election will shape Britain's future relations with Europe. The choice has come down to pure ideology, with Johnson touting free markets and an early Brexit.
It's the only way in which you can pay for fantastic public services.
At a BBC debate, Corbyn offered the exact opposite view.
Socialism carried out in a democratic way has raised the living standards of the very poorest.
The UK's trade relationship with the US could also be affected, says Cambridge economist Meredith Crowley.
If the Conservative Party wins, they are on record as wanting to have a tight relationship with the United States.
Something that President Trump is backing, too. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
You spoke, we listened. Marketplace socks are back, and right now we have a real deal for you. You can get not one, but two pairs of socks. That's one for each of our new Marketplace designs when you donate $60 or more today. Or you can sign up to give $5 a month, same deal. Support independent news you trust at marketplace.org and get these snazzy new Marketplace socks as a thank you for your contribution. And thank you for believing in what we do. We really do appreciate it.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
From New York to Barcelona and beyond, there have been campaigns against Airbnb and its competitors, driven by concern that short-term rentals take housing supply off the normal rental market and drive up rents, hitting lower-income people especially hard. In Greece's capital, Athens, opposition has become open protest, and in some cases, vandalism of Airbnb properties has occurred. John Lawrenson reports.
The sunny streets are lined with orange trees in this neighbourhood near the Acropolis, but there's graffiti on the walls of many of the houses. Our neighbourhoods are not theme parks for tourists and simply stop Airbnb. Doors of some short-let properties have been jammed with nails, and safe boxes where some owners leave keys for their customers are a sign of an Airbnb and have been damaged. Sofia Velgopoulou has three properties on Airbnb. She's seen other people's safe boxes vandalised.
There were groups that they were damaging the lockboxes. They spill glue on the lockbox, so it completely destroys this.
There are now around 10,000 properties on Airbnb in Athens, double the number 2 years ago. For some owners, like Velgopoulou, who lost her job as a journalist in the economic crisis of 2008, this is their livelihood. But anti-Airbnb protesters like these clashed with police in September. Stelios Kondorakis, who earns $4 an hour as a waiter, can no longer afford to rent an apartment in the neighbourhood where he grew up and now works. He supports the protests, and I asked him what he thought about the vandalism.
If you live here and see what happens, I think it's cool.
Because, he says, residents are so badly affected.
I mean, they are throwing out of the neighbourhood people. It's a normal reaction.
Airbnb, in a statement, said it creates new economic opportunities for families and businesses to benefit from tourism and generates revenue for communities where guests stay. But it did not comment on the Airbnb property damage or graffiti that tells tourists they are not welcome. In Athens, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
As officials from around the world meet in Spain to work on the next round of responses to rising global temperatures and melting Arctic ice, the EU is working on a plan for that region to become carbon neutral by mid-century. The European Council president said this morning that, quote, some political work is still needed on details ahead of an EU summit meeting set for the end of this week. Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic had the biggest issues with this. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.